Message number 494. The world will soon be presented with the most deceitful lie which is impossible for mankind to grasp at this stage. Friday, July 20, 2012 at 05:46 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the 3.5 years remaining in the tribulation period commences in December 2012. This is the period when the Antichrist will emerge as a military hero. His soul has been given over to Satan, who possesses every part of him. The powers he will possess means that in time he will be seen not just as the man of peace, but people will think he is Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. They will also in time believe that the Antichrist has been sent to herald the second coming. So many poor souls will therefore willingly accept his mark, the mark of the beast. For he is the beast in every way because of the way in which Satan will manifest himself in his body. He will perform miracles in the sky. He will heal people. He will be head of the New World religion, and he and the false prophet who will head up the shell of the Catholic Church on earth will work closely to deceive all of God's children. The world will soon be presented with the most deceitful lie which is impossible for mankind to grasp at this stage. For those of you who are being given the Book of Truth, these my holy messages to the warn humanity of these things, know this. So sophisticated will their plan be that many will be fooled by the loving humane exterior of their wicked plan which they will present to the world. The Antichrist and the false prophet between them are already finishing planning their wicked reign, and the first thing they will bring about will be the escalation of the war in the Middle East. The Antichrist will be the main man pulling the strings in the background. Then he will come forth and be seen to broker a peace plan. It will be then when the world will fall under his spell. Meanwhile, the false prophet will seize power within the Catholic Church. Very soon it will be sucked into the New World religion, a front for satanic worship. Worship of self will be the fundamental aim of this abomination, and the introduction of laws which amount to two things: the abolition of the sacraments and the abolition of sin. The sacraments will only truly be available from those priests and other Christian clergy who remain loyal to me. They will offer these sacraments in special refuge churches. The abolition of sin will be introduced through the introduction of laws which will be seen to endorse tolerance. They include abortion, euthanasia, and same-sex marriages. Churches will be forced to allow same-sex marriages, and priests will be forced to bless them in my eyes. During this time they will continue to say their own version of the Holy Mass. Their offering of the Holy Eucharist when they will desecrate the host will be held in Catholic churches. My presences will not only be missing in such masses, but it will be missing in the very churches where they dishonor me. All of these matters will be very frightening for my followers. You will no longer be able to benefit from the sacraments except from the priests in my remnant church on earth. This is why I give you gifts now, such as the plenary indulgence for the absolution of your sins. It is not meant to replace the act of confession for Catholics. It will be a way in which you can remain in a state of grace. Although billions of people will convert during the warning, these prophecies will still unfold. But much of them can be diluted through prayer to reduce the suffering and the persecution. You, my followers, remember, are protected at all times by the seal of the living God. You must spread the seal and get it to as many people as possible. Please understand that I tell you these things to prepare you so that you can prevent as many souls as possible from accepting the mark of the beast. Satan will use the power of possession and those souls who take the mark, and it will be very difficult to save them. You will be instructed every step of the way, my followers, through this mission. You must not allow fear to enter your hearts, for I will fill you with the courage, the strength, the stamina, and the confidence to rise with your heads held high as you march in my army. Remember, Satan cannot win this battle, for it can never be. Only those with the seal of the living God and those who remain loyal and steadfast to God can win. Your Jesus,